感谢主，我们可以继续在这里来敬拜他。
Praise God, we can worship Him together here.
今天早上是父亲节。
Today's Father's Day.
在座有许多父亲。
There are many fathers in our midst.
包括我自己。
Including myself.
祝福大家父亲节特别快乐。
Congratulations, Happy Father's Day.
昨天我儿子打电话给我。
Yesterday my son called me.
他说，明天了，就是今天了。
He said, well, tomorrow.
我很忙啊。
I'm very busy.
先祝你父亲节快乐。
So I give you an advance congratulations.
做父亲的，听到儿子打电话说祝你父亲节快乐，当然心中不断不禁涌出温暖感了。
Okay, as a father receiving a phone call from my son, with a greeting on Father's Day, you know, of course, my heart fell with warmth.
但是假如父亲节只有那一天快乐，做父亲也实在太可怜了。
However, in the whole year, if this only happened once on Father's Day, it's not very good neither.
今天早上我们一起来思想。
So this morning, let's meditate on the scripture.
到底怎么样做一个快乐的父亲
？How to become a happy father?
我们一起来读一段圣经好吗？
So let's read a passage of scripture together.
创世纪第五章一到二十四节。
Genesis chapter 5, 1 through 24.
创世纪第五章一到二十四节是一段家谱。
Genesis chapter 5, this particular passage is the genealogy.
这段家谱记载了七个父亲。
This genealogy recorded seven fathers.
我们要从这七个父亲的记录里面来思考两样人生。
From the record of these seven fathers, we're going to meditate on two types of lives.
让我来读，请大家来听。
So I'm going to read the scripture.
创世纪第五章第一节到二十四节。
Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 24.
读完再翻译。亚当的后代记在下面。当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的，并且造男造女。在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形状样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。亚当生赛特之后又再世800年，并且生儿养女。亚当共活了930岁就死了。赛特活到105岁，生了以罗士。赛特生以罗士之后又活了807年，并且生儿养女。赛特共活了912岁就死了。以罗士活到90岁，生了该兰。以罗士生该兰之后又活了815年，并且生儿养女。以罗士共活了905岁就死了。该兰活到70岁，生了马勒列。该兰生马勒列之后又活了840年，并且生儿养女。该兰共活了910岁就死了。马勒列活到65岁，生了雅列。马勒列生雅列之后又活了830年，并且生儿养女。雅勒列共活了895岁就死了。雅列活到162岁，生了以诺。雅列生以诺之后又活了800年，并且生儿养女。雅列共活了962岁就死了。以诺活到65岁，生了马土沙拉。马土沙拉之后与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁，以诺与神同行，神将他娶去，他就不再世了。
This is the written account of Adam's line. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them. And when they were created, he called them man. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth. And after Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Adam lived 930 years, and then he died. When Seth had lived 105 years, he became the father of Enosh.And after he became the father of Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Seth lived 912 years and then he died. When Enosh had lived 90 years, he became the father of Canaan. And after he became the father of Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enosh lived 905 years and then he died.When Canaan had lived 70 years, he became the father of Mahalalel. And after he became the father of Mahalalel, Canaan lived 840 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Canaan lived 910 years and then he died. When Mahalalel had lived 65 years, he became the father of Jared. And after he became the father of Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Mahalalel lived 895 years and then he died.When Jared had lived 162 years, he became the father of Enoch. And after he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Jared lived 962 years, and then he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and then he was no more because God took him away. Father's Day.
怎么读了这一段我们不太看的经文?
Why we read something that we usually do not read?
生了几年,生了儿子,生了几年,说什么?
You know, how many years, you know, had sons and daughters, and then what?
圣经都是神所默示的。
The scriptures are all God's breath.
包括家谱,
including this genealogy.
包括我们常常看了就跳开的家谱,
including the genealogy that we usually skip.
怎么看这段家谱呢?
So how do we view this genealogy?
我们今天要从三个角度来看。
So we're going to look at it from three perspectives.
第一个, 从一个宏观历史的角度来看这段记录。
First, from a macro historical perspective.
这里记载了七代人的生命史啊。
This is a record of seven generations.
假如我们把每一代从亚当开始一直到以诺这七代人生, 每一个记载在这里的人的活的岁数加起来的话,
if we add up all the years that everyone recorded here who lived,
这里共有七代的记录, 每一代人的总数合起来, 七代人活了5514年。
So there were seven generations. So if we add up all the years that they lived together, there were 5,574 years.
当然这5000多年的历史里面都重叠的。
Of course, there was some overlap between the lives.
第一个还没有去世,第二个就已经生了嘛。
Okay, before one was dead, you know, the offspring was born.
但是这亚当之后六代啊, 已经有横跨了1422年的历史。
So after Adam, what's recorded here through the span of years included 1422 years.
这1422年的历史就用这几行字写完了。
So this short passage actually covers a span of 1422 years.
换一句话说,这段浓缩的历史啊,是一个宏观的历史。
So in other words, this compressed record of what happened is a macro historical record.
假如我们教会要做一个将来100年的话,到了100年要记一个百年大事记的话,
if this church will go on, you know, through 100 years, and at the 100th year anniversary, we are going to record, you know, all the important things, you know, happening throughout the history of this church.
那么请问这100年里面有些什么重要事情要记在这个教会百年史里面呢?
So what will be the important things that will be recorded in this this centurial record?
当然记下来的都是大事嘛。
Of course, you will record all the major events.
哪一天厕所漏水怎么写下去了?
Well, you won't recall one day, you know, there was a leak in the bathroom.
记下来都是大事。
So what's recorded were major events.
用这个角度看, 在这段经文里面所记下来的都是这几代人里面的人生大事啊。
So from this perspective, what's recorded in this passage were the major events that occurred during this span of more than 1,000 years.
神要给我们用一个眼光来浓缩的，或者用一个远的、广的角度来看人生。
So God wants us to look at this world from a wide macro perspective.
这个角度给我们一些新的反省。
So this perspective, you know, will lead to more reflection.
当一个人的一生芝麻绿豆的事过去了之后，到底还剩下什么东西值得被人被神纪念？
So throughout one's life, you know, after all these mundane things that happen, you know, what remains that's worthy of being recorded in scriptures like this?
假如我们把这个角度用在我们自己的人生来看，
So let's apply that perspective to our own lives.
有一天我也要与主 同在啊，安息主怀。
So one day I will be with God.
那么在我的墓碑上，人家会写什么呢？
So what will be written on the, as the inscriptions on my gravestone?
那就是一个广角度的人生观了。
And that will be a macro historical perspective of my own life.
一生过去了。
My life would have passed.
芝麻绿豆事情过去了。
Many, many mundane events.
早上发脾气，下午大庆祝过去了。
I was mad in the morning and I celebrate in the afternoon and they all passed.
这些都过去之后，到底还剩下什么东西是值得写在那块石头上？
So all these past and what remain that is worthy of being recorded in the inscription of my gravestone.
这里我们看到好几块石头了。
Here we see several gravestones.
那是神为他们写的。
And those are written for them by God.
有什么东西留在神的眼中视为有价值的呢？
From God's perspective, you know, what remain that are worthy of being recorded?
那么就要从第二个角度来看这段经文了。
From that, then let's move on to the second perspective.
那是从这段经文的结构来看。
From the literary structure of this passage.
我们发现刚刚读了很快，就有一个公式一再的出现。
We read very fast, but I think we find a, like a formulary.
那就是A 这个人在 X 岁的时候生了 B。
So the general theme was that when A had lived X years, he became the father of B.
之后出现了 A 生 B 之后又活了 Y 年。
After A became the father of B, A lived Y years and had other sons and daughters.
并且生儿养女，对吗？
Had other sons and daughters.
第三个呢，就是 A 共活了 Z 岁就死了。
And lastly, altogether,A lived Z years and then he died.
一再重复，一再重复，一再重复。
It was repeated several times.
共六次。
Six times, to be precise.
假如用刚刚那个广角度的眼光来看的话，这1422年的人类历史就在这个公式里面一再的反复啊。
If we view this from the macro historical perspective, the 1422 years of human history went through this formula repeatedly.
换句话说，这1400多年的历史只有三件事情。
Well, in short then, you know, what happened throughout this 1422 years, only three things happened.
出生
birth,
生儿养女
had sons and daughters,
死亡
died.
一千多年的历史难道只记下这三件事吗？
More than 1,000 years of history, only three such events were recorded.
假如我们用个比喻来看，
So let's use an analogy.
假如这一千多年的历史是一幅画，有1000多公尺长。
Imagine this more than 1,000 years of history correspond to a painting more than 1,000 feet wide.
那么这一千多尺长的画呢，全部都是廖布乃平了。
Then this painting of more than 1,000 feet wide were all diapers and milk bottles.
因为这里记录的是生儿养女、出生和死亡嘛。
Because actually what was recorded were your birth, sons and daughters, and then death.
我以前在神学院做老师。
I was teaching in a seminary.
那么假如用一个学生交给我的一份这个学期的作业啊 ，term paper。
So I will have the honor of kind of grading and receiving term papers from students.
每个人都交二十页了啊。
If everyone turned in a term paper of 20 pages.
这个学生交1422页的 paper.
And one day a student turned in a paper 1422 pages.
一连算一页的话。
So one year corresponds to a page.
我一打开这个 paper 一看。
So I opened the paper.
每次都每一页都只写三个字。
And on each page there are only three words.
出生、死亡、生儿养女。
Birth, death, have sons and daughters.
1400多页叫我这样看。
So I'll flip through the report on 1422 pages.
我不知道 Pastor Chuck 要怎么样评分了。
So Pastor Chuck, how will you grade it?
我大概会给他一个 F。
I will give that an F.
Will you, Chuck?
Chuck, what will you do?
厚是很厚了。
It's very thick.
重复。沉闷的内容
but repeat and mundane and boring content
1420年的人类历史
more than 1,000 years of human history
看到的是重复
What we have seen, repeated,
冗长,
lengthy,
没有创意,
no innovation at all.
当然在旧约里面, 生儿养女是神给人的祝福啊。
Of course, according to teaching from God in the Old Testament, this is one of the mandate that God gave us to have sons and daughters.
但是这六代蒙神祝福的六代, 他们的一生从神的眼光看, 就剩下这三件事值得记录吗?
However, these six generations, the blessed six generations from God, by God, all that worthy of being recorded were just these three things.
1422年单调沉重的历史,
so more than 1,000 years of monotonous and burdensome history.
直到以诺的出现才产生转机。
Until Enoch was born and there was a transformation.
21到24节。
Verse 21 through
24. 以诺活到65岁生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁，以诺与神同行，神将他娶去，他就不再世了。
When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and then he was no more because God took him away.
假如这是1422尺长的这个图画,
if this is a painting of more than 1,000 feet wide,
前面都是六部来宾啊,
in the vast majority of the beginning were mainly diapers and milk bottles.
但是到了以诺的出现,
Until Enoch was born,
这幅图画有了生机。
There was some life breath into this painting.
因为在以诺的一生里面, 圣经记录两次他与神同行。
Because according to the scripture in Enoch's life, it recorded twice Enoch walked with God.
什么是与神同行啊?
What is walking with God?
就是以诺与神同行有什么意义啊?
So what is the meaning of Enoch walk with God?
那就要从第三个角度来看这段经文了。So
let's view this scripture from the third perspective.
那就是从圣经神学的角度来看了。And
that is from a biblical theological perspective.
哦，整本圣经对刚刚我们所读这个家谱有重新提到的。Through
the whole Bible about the genealogy that we have just read, in other places it has been referenced.
在历代志上1章3节。
First Chronicle chapter 1 verse 3.
路加福音3章37节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 37.
都提到这个家谱。
All mention this genealogy.
在以诺的一生里面。
In the life of Enoch.
在这里的记载虽然只有短短几节。
Although there were only a couple of scripture recorded here.
但是这一位以诺。
However, Enoch,
从希伯来书的角度看,
according to the book of Hebrew,
他是一位信心的榜样,
he is an example, he's someone of faith.
希伯来书11章第5节, 记载以诺说, 以诺因着信被接去,
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 5, by faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death.
换一句话说, 以诺从圣经的角度看, 虽然他的人生短暂,
so according to the Bible, although Enoch didn't have a lot of recording in the Bible, the life wasn't as long as others.
这里说他活了365岁嘛,
he lived 365 years.
比起他六代的祖先，那么他是算短命了。
In comparison with his ancestors, he lived relatively short.
因为六代祖先的年龄平均是919岁。
Because the six grandfathers or great-grand-grandfathers of him, the average lifespan was more than 900 years.
300多岁不算是夭折了，不过算英年早逝了吧？哈。
So 365 years, according to that standard, is kind of being cut short.
这么短的人生。
So this relatively short lifespan,
两次神提到与神同行,
twice recorded he walked with God.
这个与神同行的主题贯穿了旧约圣经。
So this walking with God theme remained throughout the Old Testament.
不要忘记他有一个后代叫做挪亚。
Now, let's not forget, One of Enoch's offspring, a kind of sons of sons, is Noah.
挪亚在创世纪第六章第九节 也记载， 原来他也是一个与神同行的人。
According to Genesis chapter 6 verse 9, Noah was someone who also walked with God.
也不要忘记以诺的后代有一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
Remember also from the line of Noah came Abraham.
虽然亚伯拉罕的记录里面没有出现与神同行这四个字，
although it was not recorded that Abraham walked with God,
但创世纪12章记载， 神呼召亚伯拉罕出去离开他的家乡。
However, in chapter 12 of Genesis, it was recorded that God called Abraham to leave his hometown.
你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
The Lord has said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
然后创世纪的记载，他就照着耶和华的话出去了。
And the scripture recorded that then he followed God's guidance and left his hometown.
与神同行。
Walk with God.
这些的后代对后期圣经的影响是非常深远的。
These offsprings of Enoch have tremendous impact on the historical development recorded in the Old Testament.
其实整本圣经给我们看见与神同行或者与神分离， 就是旧约圣经的一个主题嘛。
Okay. So, I think that follow through the whole Old Testament is to walk with God and then be separated from God.
先知鼓励人继续归回神，与神同行。
So the prophets, you know, encourage Israelites to walk with God.
列王到底哪一个是好王，哪一个是坏王的标准，就在于这个王是不是与神同行。
In the many kings recorded in the Israelite history, you know, a yardstick to evaluate whether a king is good or bad depends on whether he walked with God or not.
圣经有许多人物在心灵的挣扎上，其实那个挣扎就是两个主题的挣扎。
There were many struggles recorded in the Bible, and those internal struggles among individuals essentially is a struggle between two things.
那就是我要与神同行还是与神分离。
And this, essentially all of them were the struggle between whether I want to walk with God or I am separated from God.
与神同行这个主题到了新约圣经更加一步的给我们看见重要的意义。
This walking with God theme carries over to the New Testament and gives us a new meaning.
到了新约圣经就变成是跟从基督。
In the New Testament, it has transformed into following Christ.
当耶稣基督来到世上的时候，
when Jesus Christ came to this earth,
他呼召人， 你要背起十字架来跟从我。
He called us to carry our cross and follow him.
不只是今天跟从，
not only following him today,
而且是永远跟从，
is following him forever.
换句话说，与神同行这个主题是贯穿整本圣经。
So therefore, walking with God, this theme cuts through the whole Bible.
而整个与神同行的记录的第一个人就是以诺。
And who started this? Walking with God, the first record was Enoch.
当我们了解与神同行，以诺带来的影响，对后代历史历代的影响，今天给我们许多的反省。
So if we meditate on this fact that Enoch started, according to the record, walking with God, from this perspective, you know, give us a lot of things to reflect on.
第一个,
first,
以诺与神同行。
Enoch walked with God.
之后他的后代挪亚与神同行。
And then one of his offspring, Noah, walked with God.
之后他的后代亚伯拉罕与神同行。
And several generations later, Abraham walked with God.
这三个代表性的人物。
These were three representative people in Israel history.
他们都活在不同的环境之中。
They live in different environments and historical background.
我想以诺可以说是活在一个比较平静安定的环境里面。
Enoch probably lived in a relatively peaceful environment.
挪亚就不同了。
Noah was different.
圣经记载挪亚活在一个罪恶满盈的社会啊。
According to the scripture, Noah lived in a world of crime and, you know, sinfulness.
亚伯拉罕又不一样了。
And then Abraham was further different.
我们知道亚伯拉罕要离开他家乡乌尔，出去神要去他去的地方。
Abraham was called to leave his hometown of Ur and then move on to a place where God led him to.
考古学家发现，现在挖掘了乌尔古城的遗迹。
Recently, the archaeologists actually unearthed Ur, the city of Ur.
发现这个乌尔古城啊，是一个文明很高的城市。
They found that actually the city of Ur was actually a relatively prosperous place in that time.
有很好的街道系统。
With a relatively good, you know, street and city system.
有两层的砖造的房屋。
And all the buildings were, you know, some buildings were two stories.
用砖头做的
，made of a brick。
啊，砖头做跟石头做是不一样的。
Buildings made of brick is different from buildings made from stone。
石头就是敲敲砸砸这样出来了啊。
So you know you cut some stone, you break it off, and then you build a house。
砖头是要经过化学制成的。
In order to make brick, you know there are some chemical process involved。
才能制造烧成砖了。
In order to make your bricks are called, you know, all in the same size。
所以文化是比较高的。
So actually, Ur was a place of relatively advanced civilization at that time.
不但这样，发现这个城市还有排水系统。
And then there were water system built in the in the city.
还有这个自来水系统，哇
！And there were flowing water system as well.
有水进到这个房子里面。
So water could be led to individual houses.
而且这个进水的系统了，自来水系统了，还有两个水道的。
And then there were separate system, you know, for obviously for two types of water.
他们最后的结论是一个是冷水，一个热水。
And the conclusion was that, you know, one was hot water, the other was cool water.
几千年前已经有这样的文化和工艺的水准了。
Thousands of years ago, such technology were already developed in that particular city.
亚伯拉罕要离开这个地方。
However, Abraham was asked to leave that place.
要去一个他所不知道的地方。
To a place of unknown.
与神同行。
Walking with God.
这三个代表人物也代表着今天我们也有不同的与神同行的挑战嘛。
So all these three representative people have some impact on us. We can think about, you know, the different challenges that we face for different types of people.
在一个平静安定的环境，好像以诺一样，要与神同行哦。
In a peaceful, stable environment like Enoch, we want to walk with God.
也许你已经在退休的年龄了。
Perhaps you are in a retirement age.
你的生活已经不这么竞争了。
Your life is no more competitive as in your working age.
你享晚年之福了。
So you're enjoying the golden years.
啊，这个是平静安稳的年龄了。
This is a peaceful and stable year.
啊，松一口气。
You can relax and exhale.
No.
No.
与神同行。
Walk with God.
也许你活在一个哎呀充满挑战罪恶的环境啊。
Maybe you live in a super competitive sinful environment.
也许我们就会说哎呀近墨者黑啦。
For those of you say, you know, so those who stay with the ink will become black.
所以我也差不多啦。
So that I have become black as well.
天下乌鸦一般。
You know, all the crowds in the world are all black.
我也黑。
Therefore, I...conform to the current culture.
No.
No.
挪亚不是这样的。
No, it wasn't like that.
在一个罪恶的社会里面仍然要与神同行。
In a sinful society, walk with God.
你可能更像亚伯拉罕。
You may be more like Abraham.
你活在一个文化丰富物质文明的社会啊。
You live in a civilized, materially abundant, and technologically advanced society.
你有 internet.
You have access to internet.
你住在 Lexington, 学区很好。
You live in Lexington, a city with excellent school system.
与神同行。
Walk with God.
当我们了解了原来我们在不同的处境我们都需要与神同行，岂不是神今天对我们每一位在座的父亲说的话吗？
When we realize that wherever we live, whatever societal environment that we live in, we all have to walk with God. Isn't that a message to all the fathers among us?
不但如此。
Not only?
以诺与神同行。
Enoch walked with God.
影响他的后代挪亚与神同行。
Had impact on his offspring, Noah.
影响他的后代亚伯拉罕与神同行啊。
Impact his other offsprings, including Abraham, also walking with God.
各位父亲们啊。
All the fathers in this room,
包括我自己
including myself,
你就是你后代的榜样。
You are the example that you set forth for your offsprings.
你与神同行。
You walk with God.
不要想到只是我们这一代的事啊。
It's not just something for our own generation.
是后代都绵延不绝。
It's for our sons and daughters and sons and daughters.
在今天美国的社会。
In this American society.
有许多人对美国文化的特别家庭观念有不同的研究。
There have been a lot of research done among the American culture, its impact on the family.
我手上有一个统计。
I have a statistics with me.
这个统计可能不一定最准确，不过有代表性。
It may not be the most accurate, but I think it's fairly representative.
这个统计说 ,23% 的家庭父亲很少在家。
So, of all the families, 23%, the father is always absent.
也许是单亲。
It could be a single family household.
也许父亲常常在外。
Or it could be the family, or it could be the father who's working, outside of the house all the time.
另外有 60% 的这个家庭，父亲人在，心不在。
62%, the father is physically present, but his heart is not there.
人在啊。
Physically, the father is present.
心在看 baseball.
The heart is watching baseball.
或者心在看他的股票涨跌啊。
Or the heart is paying attention to the stock market.
爸爸。
Father.
我有事找你。
Daddy, I want something from you.
不要吵我，找妈妈。
Yeah, don't bother me now. Go talk to your mom.
常常有的对话是吗？
It's a frequent conversation among households.
另外有大概 15% 的父亲。
There were about 15% of all the fathers.
在家里是危险人物。
It's a dangerous person in the household.
因为他会伤害自己的子女。
Because he would harm his own children.
难怪藤进卫牧师曾经写了一个这样的寓言故事。
No wonder, Reverend Tang, 藤进卫 is a well-known, Reverend Philip Tang, wrote this, story.
在圣经路加福音15章我们都记得浪子回头的故事。
It is based on a story recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 15, the son who left the household.
他说，在这个社会不只要浪子回头。
He said not only those who strayed away should return.
浪父也要回头啊。
The strayed away father should also return.
新的浪父回头的记录是这样的。
Okay, so this is a new story about a father who ran away.
父亲就往远方去了。
So the father went far away.
他的影子消失在办公室、公司、餐厅、会议室、交际活动、朋友中间。
So his shadow disappeared in his office, you know, in the restaurants, you know, conference rooms, and all the social activities.
这些会使他与子女们难得一见。
Because of this, you know, his own children could hardly see him.
于是他醒悟过来。
And all of a sudden he recognized and he woke up.
说我在家有可爱的太太和儿女。
And he said, oh, I have a lovely wife and children at home.
我要起来回家去吧。
I need to repent and then go home.
要对他们说。
And then I will tell them,
我得罪了天也得罪了你们。
I sin against God, I sin against heaven, and I sin against you.
从今以后。
From now on,
这些孩子们就说
,The children said,
我们的父亲是失而复得的父亲。
Our father was lost, but now is found.
我相信在我们的笑声中也有许多的提醒。
I think among the laughter that we just expressed, there's a ton of a message that we could have learned.
我还记得十多年前我在这个 Gordon Conwell 神学院进修的时候。
I remember more than 10 years ago while I was enrolled at Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary.
那也是那一年我来这个教会聚会认识这个教会的时候。
And that actually was the year that I worshiped at this church and get to know this church.
我在这个学校足足一年的时间。
I spent one whole year at this seminary.
我大概也做了足足一年浪妇。
And I became a one whole year of a runaway father.
我的儿子礼拜六的时候常常坐在窗台上。
My son on a Saturday, usually, you know, sat next to the window.
那时候才 10岁。
He was 10 around that time.
矮矮的站在窗台上。
So he wasn't that tall yet, so he would just stood next to the window.
看着邻居们的孩子跟他的爸爸去礼拜六采苹果、摘草莓，出去shopping。
And watching all the kids in the neighborhood went out with their fathers, you know, go apple picking or shopping in the mall or all the other family activities.
他问他的妈妈，就是我太太。
So my wife.
妈妈,
so he told my wife.
我们什么时候?
So he asked my wife, when are we?
可以跟他们一样,
when would we be like them?
一起去摘苹果,
could go apple picking.
一起去摘草莓啊,
could go pick, you know, strawberry picking.
我当然听不到这些话。
Well, I couldn't hear all this.
这是我太太告诉我的。
Because those were relayed to me by my wife.
因为当我儿子讲这些话的时候，我已经消失在图书馆之中。
Because when my son said this, I disappear in the library.
我做了一年的浪妇。
I for that whole year, I was a straight, you know, straight father.
感谢主神的保守。
Well, thank God for His grace and love.
我做浪妇，儿子没有做浪子。
So my son didn't become a runaway son.
以诺的记录提醒我们一个重要功课。
So this record about Enoch taught us an important lesson.
父亲是什么榜样？
So the example that the father set forth
也带来后代是怎么样的影响？
Will have impact on the sons and daughters.
第三个,
number three,
与神同行是什么意思？
What is the meaning of walking with God?
神永远是主动者了。
Which means God is the always the active party.
我们永远是一位跟随主的人了。We
are the follower.
但是与神同行，要一起同行，又有些条件。
However, there were certain conditions that need to be met in order for two to walk together.
假如今天你和我要一起同行去一个地方。
So just imagine that you are going to walk with me somewhere.
必须要有同样的目的地。
We have to have the same destination.
假如你是去 Boston, 我是去 Maine, 不能同行的。
If you are going to Boston, I'm going to Maine, we can walk together.
因为目的地不同。
Because our destinations are different.
不只有共同的目的地，还要有共同的节奏啊。
Well, we not only have to have the same destination, we have to walk in the same pace.
你去 Boston, 我也去 Boston.
If you're going to Boston, I'm going to Boston.
你开车，我骑脚踏车, 这个不能同行。
You ride a car and I ride on a bicycle, therefore, you know, our pace are different.
因为我们没有同样的节奏。
Because we are not going at the same speed.
还要有同样的心智、态度、价值观啊。
So we have the same attitude in order for us to walk together.
你去 Boston 要去传福音啊。
We have to have the same objective because, for example, you go to Boston to preach the gospel.
城市布道啊,
to do urban ministry.
我去波士顿要赏, 看大自然风景啊,
but if I come to Boston only for the foliage,
我们也不能同行,
then we can't walk together.
把对象换成我们和神也是一样。
So let's put that in, you know, in the context of we walking with God.
我们要与神有同一个目的地。
So we have to go to the same destination,
要一样的节奏,
the same pace,
一样的心智,
to have the same attitude,
一样的步骤,
to have the same, to walk in the same steps,
一样的价值观, 我们才能与神同行,
the same value system.
最后一个,
lastly,
你知道以诺什么时候开始与神同行吗?
Do you know when Enoch started to walk with God?
圣经记载以诺同行是他生了马土撒拉之后啊。
According to the scripture, it occurred after he became the father of Methuselah.
他生了马土撒拉之后与神同行三百年。
He became the father of Methuselah, and after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years.
我相信这一段经文特别在给在座的父亲们。
This, I believe this scripture is written for all the fathers among us.
特别是那个年轻的父亲们。
Especially for the younger fathers.
我们还没有结婚生子之前与神同行啊。
We might have walked with God before we married, before we have children.
一生孩子就不是啦。
After we have children,
我们与儿子六步来拼同行啊。
After we have children, we walk with our sons, we walk with the diaper, and we walk with the milk bottles.
还没结婚之前很有心智。
We are fervent to serve God before we get married.
还没有孩子之前很努力的侍奉。
Before we have children, you know, we serve God, you know, fervently.
孩子一出来了。
After we have children,
与孩子同行。
We walk with our children.
不过这段经文相反啊。
Well, what recorded here actually is completely different.
当以诺生了孩子之后，他才开始与神同行啊。
After Enoch has a son, he started to walk with God.
我不知道为什么会这样子。
I really don't know why it was recorded this way.
但是我相信一个父母看到自己孩子出生就开始应该思想生命的意义是什么。
Maybe one explanation is that for those of us who are fathers, when we see our son or daughters, we started to realize more or appreciation more about the mystery of life.
是的，以诺是生命短暂的一个，比起他的祖先。
So in comparison with Enoch's ancestors, you know, he lived relatively short time span.
但是有一句话说，人生的价值不在于长度，而在于内容。
Well, this is saying that, you know, the value of our life doesn't depend on the length of our life, but depends on the content of how we lived.
就好像一本书的价值不在于厚度，而在于内容一样。
Just like a book.You know, the value of a book is not directly proportional to the thickness, it's proportional to the content.
有道理吗？
Isn't it reasonable?
你去书局买书。
You go to a bookstore to buy a book.
你是挑那个最厚的去买吗？
Do you always pick the thickest?
哇，纸会标价纸比较多是吧？
It seems like most valuable because, you know, you pay for what you get.
不是。
You're not paying for the paper.
其实有一本书很厚，给你没什么用。
A thick book may not give you any advice at all.
那本书叫做电话簿。
There's a very thick book called the telephone directory. It may not be very helpful.
但是很多人过着一个电话簿的人生。
But many of us live a life like a telephone directory.
长是长啊。
Fairly lengthy.
但是没有内容。
But without content.
你的人生要怎么过？
How are you going to live your life?
1422页的专文你要怎么写？
How are you going to write a book of 1422 pages? How are you going to write it?
1422公尺长的这个图画你要怎么画？
A painting that is 1422 feet wide, how are you going to paint it?
你要过怎么样的人生？
How are you going to live your life?
当我们用一个广角度的角度看我们自己的时候，
When we look at ourselves from a macro perspective,
正是这段圣经提醒我们要用的角度。
And this is what this passage taught us to look at our life from a macro perspective.
那我们就记住原来有一句话很有道理了。
So let's not forget, let us quote something.
C.S. Lewis 说过一句话。
It is written by C.S. Lewis.
凡不是永恒的事，必定会被时间淘汰。
All that is not eternal is eternally out of date.
不是永恒的事情，最后都要被时间淘汰。
All that is not eternal is eternally out of date.
愿神帮助我们过一个不会被时间淘汰的人生。
So let God help us so that we won't live a life that is out of date.
与神同行。
Let's walk with God.
跟从基督。
Follow Christ.
父亲节快乐。
Happy Father's Day.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
谢谢主。
Dear God, we thank you.
让我们做一个真正快乐的父亲。
So that we become a happy, genuinely happy father.
那就是与神同行的父亲。
It is because we are a father who walks with God.
跟从基督的父亲。
A father who follows Christ.
人的话说完。
Man's word has come to an end.
求圣灵透过圣经继续向我们每一位说话。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to us, you know, through, you know, in our heart.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.